You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
And let you know right off the top, good news about Mookie Betts. You heard it there in the Lookie promo, as we call it. It is a contusion on the forearm. They did an x-ray, and the x-ray was negative. And watching the Sportsnet LA guys, they are speculating, well, it's day-to-day. Maybe he'll be back for the Padres series, which starts on Thursday. So that is very, very good news because they're down one Gavin Lux, one Cody Bellinger, and no Mookie in the lineup today as they face the Seattle Mariners in an afternoon game. They lost last night. Lakers lost last night. It was a career high for THT, who came in off the bench and scored a bunch, but not enough as Utah had Rudy Gobert in the game, and that makes them a very different team. John, what did you see from last night?
It wasn't very competitive, and I think that's why Utah's the best team in the NBA this year. They're just really good, even without Donovan Mitchell. I think the chances of the Lakers beating the Jazz twice without LeBron and AD
were
probably pretty slim.
Yep.
Couple of interesting things, though. I ran into Dave McMenamin last night, and McMenamin is reporting that we're going to see Anthony Davis any day. But he's also reporting that LeBron is weeks away with an S on the end of week. And I said, what are you, I said, do you think it's reasonable to assume May 1st? And Dave said, I think it's going to be longer than that.
Wow.
So there's no change in his condition, but that
high ankle sprain is high ankle sprain. It always is. It's always bad news.
Right. He said, and then when I press him a little bit, Dave said he would be surprised, and this is just Dave speculating, he's not reporting this, but he said, I'd be surprised if he's not there for the banner ceremony, which is on the 12th.
He thinks you would think so.
But that, which would buy him an extra 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But I
yeah.
think that we all had this kind of vision in the back of our head that AD would come this week, LeBron would maybe be May 1st, and Dave's saying, cool your jets on that.
That
LeBron's
going to
need, today's the 20th. Hey, today's a big day for you, 420.
Hey, 420, everybody. Happy 420. Yeah.
So I think that we need to exercise patience with LeBron, that it may be into May. The playoffs, the last game of the season is on May 16th. So it'll be sometime between the 1st and the 16th that we'll see LeBron.
Right, right. Wow, that'll be interesting because they won't get a chance to run a lot of games. I mean, obviously, AD and LeBron you don't worry about, but Drummond in that set, you wonder how that's going to fit, and they're going to do some figuring out at the very end of the season and into the early rounds. I no longer believe the Lakers are going to be falling to the 7. I think the most likely scenario is that they are the 5 or the 6, especially with Anthony Davis coming back. Do you agree with that?
Ask me that next Monday.
Okay.
I think these two Dallas games are absolutely critical. For example, right now the Lakers lead Dallas by 4.
Yes.
All right. So if the Lakers go down there and win 2, I think then you can start making plans not to be in the play-in tournament.
But if it goes the other, if Dallas were to sweep,
correct,
we'd be tied, right?
No, we'd be 2 ahead.
We'd be two ahead.
But
yeah, my math
they,
is terrible.
They have the easiest schedule down the stretch.
Oh, okay.
And we would not have LeBron.
Got it.
So then I think if they sweep, it becomes like if we win 1 and kind of hold the line, or if we win 2, I think we're pretty much home. If they were to win 2, and those games are in Dallas, keep in mind, and
yeah,
they've got Luka, and you know, they're good. They've been struggling lately, but my guess is the Mavericks will be favored. If we were to lose 2, then all bets are off.
Right. So, Vivian, otherwise known as Butterfly 424, were you following this story last night? I guess
during the
game you couldn't follow, could
no,
you?
No, I'm well-versed on this particular story.
So, guy starts a podcast. His name is Josh Toussaint, and he is on Twitter. He started it with what is known as a Lakers superfan named Vivian Butterfly 424. Now, she, according to Josh Toussaint, disappeared, and he tweeted out this last night. Hey, Lakers family, Vivian Flores, Butterfly 424 is missing, 5'5", may or may not be wearing a wig because she's going through leukemia treatment, from Santa Monica. DM me if you have a lead or you may see her. Love you and all stay safe. And then there is a picture of someone, purportedly Vivian, both with hair and then with a shaved head. Josh tweets it out that she's missing. And that's when O'Shea steps in and retweets it and all heck breaks loose. Shay's going to join us at 1:30 today. John, can you add any color to this story of the catfishing with Vivian?
O'Shea wasn't the only famous person that commented on it. Kevin Durant got into it.
Oh, that's right.
I have several thoughts here, and we're going to get into it with O'Shea. But Lakers Twitter is fantastic. I don't know how into it you are. It is. Twitter is... I obviously follow a ton of Lakers Twitter people. They all follow me and Trudell, and we have a lot of fun with them. Lakers Twitter is really fun to engage with.
Yes.
And I don't know this guy, Josh, from Adam.
Josh Toussaint.
Right. But I will say this. As somebody who has dealt with cancer in my family.
Yes.
If this guy tried to raise money with a catfish scam, I hope they throw him in jail. That's the first thing, because I think that's fraud. I think that most people are kind and good-hearted. I get ha-ha funny with the catfish thing.
But once you mention leukemia,
right,
not funny at all.
When you cross that line, you've lost me.
Yeah.
All right? And the consensus theory seems to be, we'll see what O'Shea has to say about it. But the consensus theory seems to be that this guy, Josh, either made up Vivian, or he's being catfished.
Or he
is both Josh and Vivian, and he's pulling a scam.
Yeah.
So
started digging into this last night. Vivian, the general...
The
KD thing is great.
All the pictures of Vivian appear to be fake.
They're photoshopped poorly. Like, not just photoshopped,
that's a good way of putting
photoshopped
it.
Very poorly. But you never know, because Josh claims that he was catfished. And then you got people coming out of the woodwork saying that this has gone back 11 years with this Vivian account and used to go by another name. And so maybe Josh is just an innocent bystander here.
Right. So she's been catfishing people for a long time. And one guy popped up on the Durant conversation who said... Didn't he say he actually fell in love with Vivian over Twitter?
Yep. It's the old Monte Teo thing.
Oh, can you imagine?
Right.
First of all, that makes no sense. How can you fall in love with somebody before you even meet them?
It happens all the time.
Really? You know, that happens all the time?
But you're naive.
People fall in love without meeting somebody.
Your naivete about Twitter 2 days in a row is astounding.
No.
First of all, yesterday, you're
getting naked pictures.
First of all, you're unaware that people send naked pictures on Twitter.
Completely unaware of it.
Which is beyond me.
My DMs are open, @VeniceMace. Yeah. I've yet to see a naked picture of anyone at any time.
Now, for you to say that people don't fall in love before they meet somebody. How about all these women that fall in love with guys in prison? You haven't heard of that? Tell me you haven't heard of that.
Yeah, no, I've heard, but I mean, they've got a mental illness.
Well, what makes you think mental illness evades Twitter?
But this is, could you fall in love with somebody you'd never met?
Yes, Kate Beckinsale.
Yeah, no. Lindsay, could you fall in love with someone you've never met that you're just corresponding with over Twitter, of all things?
I think it's possible.
Really?
Yeah.
How?
Yeah.
You are so naive when it comes to this stuff.
Talking on the phone and texting and
Monte Teo had like a year relationship with that phony girl that wasn't even a girl. It was just some guy making stuff up.
Yeah, I guess that's just, that eludes me. It eludes me how somebody could say, yes, I saw her tweet, I'm in love with her.
Now,
she tweeted me a compliment. I've fallen in love.
Correct. That's somebody, that's somebody with not a lot of self-esteem. Let's put it that way.
So what we've narrowed it down to is it's either Josh, the dude, pretending to be her to promote the podcast. It could be some random guy in some other country just sort of cruising for money. Or it could be that the podcast itself was edited to make it sound like there was a woman with Josh. This is pretty elaborate stuff.
Right. And it well, and catfishing is often elaborate. It's often a long con. I'll tell you something that happened to me about, and I've never talked about it on the air.
Okay, good.
Okay, about, I gotta talk in code here because I don't want to give this person any credit.
Okay.
About a year and a half ago, I got a DM from a guy claiming to be a pretty significant former NBA player.
Oh, okay.
And the gist of the DM was, hey, and the guy's Twitter handle represented where he went to college. And he said, hey, I hear you're a golfer. I'm having a charity golf tournament. It's in Texas. But I'd like to invite you to, and this happens a lot with these charity golf tournaments. They'll fly you out if you'll just be a part of it.
Yeah, right, right.
We got a lot of Laker fans, a lot of Kobe fans. Would you be interested in coming out and playing in the tournament? And I wrote back to him, listen, I'm very flattered, thank you, but I literally have no free time. I do a radio show, I do the Laker games. Thanks for thinking of me,
yeah,
but I can't do it. So he said, okay, and that was that. And about a month later, he writes back to me and he says, hey, can you put me in touch with the right person that could get me some Laker memorabilia, in particular Kobe memorabilia, that I might be able to do at the auction? And I said, yeah. And I gave him the name of somebody I knew at Kobe Inc.
Right.
That I said, the Lakers are in season. They're not going to want to be bothered with this. Here's a person at Kobe's company that you can reach out to with a formal request.
Yep.
The guy said, okay, great. 2 weeks later, hey, haven't had any luck with them. Can you get me any Kobe memorabilia? It can be anything at all. And I said, let me try, blah, blah, blah. And I said, in the meantime, how are you coming for players, for celebrities, for your tournament? He goes, I'd be willing to take anybody you can give me. And this guy in his career was most famous for playing for the Knicks.
Okay.
So I put him in touch with Ben. With Ben Lyons, and Ben helped him. Ben helped him get golfers. And then Ben calls me like 2 weeks after this is going on, and he goes, hey, I think we're being catfished. And I said, what are you talking about? And he said, I've asked this guy three times to FaceTime me, and he won't do it.
Won't do it.
And Ben was more prepared for this world than I was. And he goes, normally that's a pretty bad sign. And by, at this point, we had all exchanged cell phone numbers, and we were texting, and I'd never talked to him on the phone, but I texted him a lot. And basically, when Ben demanded he FaceTime, and thank goodness it didn't get to the point where either Ben or I committed or sent him anything.
Right.
But I turned it all over to NBA security.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I said, this guy is pretending to be this a former NBA player. And
yeah,
this is identity theft. And I sent it to the lawyers at the Lakers. And I sent it to, you know, the people that I work with over there. And I said, hey, if this guy's contacting you asking for anything, here's been my experience. And the Lakers turned it over to their security team. So if I don't know if this particular Vivian story went to any part of an ask where, like, they were asking for money.
Yeah, it doesn't look like, at least judging by the tweets, it doesn't look like they asked for anything.
But the minute that, if it turns out that it's this guy, that it's this guy, Josh,
at Josh Toussaint.
And he tried to invoke into his catfish that this person has leukemia. He's lost me forever.
Oh, well, this is just low-end, down, dirty kind of move.
Yeah. And now,
that's
if he's,
really offensive.
And if he's been catfished, then he's just part of the same thing we all fell for.
So, in other words, the possibility is that Jake was catfished by this person pretending to be Vivian Flores, who convinced him that she had
leukemia. Is it Josh or Jake?
It's Josh.
Josh Toussaint.
Yeah, so there's no Jake. But,
yeah,
this guy, Josh.
It's so fascinating the way it blew. And everybody turns into an internet detective, a Twitter.
Oh, the internet's undefeated, man.
Yeah.
Like the first thing people know is here's why these are all photoshopped.
Yep.
And then you notice little things about the background of the pictures. And like Lindsay said, they were very poorly photoshopped.
Yeah, no, they're awful. They're awful. All right, so this is fascinating stuff. O'Shea's going to join us at 1:30. We'll dig into this a little bit with him. He got inadvertently wrapped up into it. 877-710-ESPN. I mean, can you really fall in love with someone without ever meeting them? I just find that to be the most stunning thing in the world.
It happens all the time.
In love!
Oh, yeah, Mace. All the time. People meet on dating sites and never speak. They just text or DM back and forth. And it goes on for like 6 months. And they think they have a
special thing going on.
Right. And it could be some fat guy in his basement.
Yeah, no, oh, wait, totally
now I'm gonna,
could be.
Yeah, now I'm going to hear from overweight people. It could be a skinny guy in his basement.
It could be just somebody in his basement. 877-710-ESPN. As always, you can tweet the show at Venice Mace, M-A-S-E, at L-A, Ireland. And you can email me, venicemace@gmail.com. Getting a lot of good emails. John, what's your email address?
venicemace@gmail.com.
Okay, good.
Hey, and we're not oblivious to this. The Derek Chauvin verdict is in. It's supposed to come down at 1:30. If and when it does, we will pass it on. So,
yes.
You know, obviously we're going to provide a diversion from that. But the verdict from the police officer in Minnesota accused of killing George Floyd, the verdict coming down in, we're talking 20 minutes.
20 minutes or so, yeah. So we will make sure to pass that along and hopefully the right thing happens. All right. Coming up next for you, we will dig into this with some of your calls. And then O'Shea Jackson Jr. at the bottom of the hour. Don't forget, Fast Track at 1:55 today. And the Dodgers are playing. They're in the first inning. A lineup that, of course, doesn't have Bellinger, doesn't have Lux, and doesn't have Mookie Betts, who was struck in the forearm last night in the ninth inning of that game against Seattle. All that stuff coming up for you today. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
By the way, somebody tweets Rusty1187. He couldn't stop laughing when Ireland said it's a fat guy in his basement. Hashtag classic.
There you go.
There you go. All right, so we're talking about this weird Vivian story that popped up tonight. And you guys, last night, you don't think there is any person named Vivian.
I do not personally. Lindsay, what do you think?
Nope. Because then after doing some digging, like the Lakers Twitter internet sleuths, who are awesome at that, they found out that the woman's photos that are being used, she's a model.
So it's a random model as opposed to an actual person.
Mace, I'm in the camp that there never was a Vivian. Now, the thing I don't understand is if this Josh Toussaint created her or if he got catfished.
He got catfished, exactly.
Lindsay, what do you think about that?
I don't know, because I want to know if he got catfished, who is it on the podcast?
Yeah, that's the question. They do a podcast together, but they've only done a couple of them, right?
Yeah, they've done three of them.
And there is someone that sounds like a woman on those podcasts portraying herself as Vivian.
Yep.
All right. Shortly after the news, I'm reading from BSO, Black Sports Online. Shortly after the news of Vivian's safe return, Kevin Durant and others were on Twitter having a discussion about catfishing when they started speaking about a guy named Big Kings, K-I-N-G-Z,
okay,
who claims he was once catfished by Vivian. Mr. Kings hopped on Twitter and confirmed the story about he had been duped. He had fallen head over heels in love, and he and Vivian started dating strictly off Twitter interactions. He asked her to FaceTime him many times, but she refused. And at first, Kings let it go because she was giving him gifts. Eventually, Mr. Kings figured out he wasn't talking to the woman he was seeing in the photos and deduced it was actually Josh Toussaint. He was communicating via DMs and text and thought that he might be trying to set him up to rob him. After he broke up with her, he mysteriously went missing, and he found the timing of that extremely suspicious. Durant took this to mean that Mr. Kings hasn't been with a lot of women. But that is a conversation for another day.
So we have the audio of just like the back end of it and Katie's reaction to the story about the guy getting catfished.
Okay, this is the conversation that happened last night. Katie was involved in this. This is the conversation of Vivian and the alleged catfishing.
So Big King got catfished for how long? By another guy?
Nah, fam.
You can't let that happen to you, champ.
Nobody knows who this is, bro.
Nah, man.
It's a dude. Nah. Hey, look, you need to find out. Nah. You need to find out.
Lindsay, what's that from?
So they were on Twitter. Twitter Rooms, is that what it's called?
Oh, okay.
It's basically an audio version of Twitter where everybody can jump in and talk to each other and chime in on a conversation.
Got it.
Yeah. Let's go to Jason and Downey. Jason, you're on 710 ESPN. What's up, man?
So sometimes Twitter is an awful, awful place, but a day like today is reading the thread they have about this. It's amazing. But I come from the era of MySpace, and it is like completely true that people are falling in love without even meeting each other. They might have saw someone at a show or at a party and say, "Oh, I'm going to find your MySpace." I have friends that have met girls. They've talked to them 2-3 months without even meeting them. And then finally saying, okay, I'm
going
to meet them.
All that. Mason is, for some reason, has a cultural blind spot with this.
No, it's not a cultural blind spot. It's a logical blind spot. It just doesn't make any sense to me. I know it's going on, but what kind of sucker dates somebody who doesn't at least get on FaceTime with you?
Well, and that's what a lot of times what breaks these things up. Now, apparently this guy Toussaint did a Twitter Live to prove he is a real person and explain why he was doing this for someone he never met in person. He claims he was betrayed, went live to plead his case, and posted evidence that may or may not clear him. There's several directions this thing could go. Very anxious to see what O'Shea thinks.
Yeah, this is... Go ahead.
Somebody who's like technologically savvy as you, I'm surprised that you don't think that that's a thing. I mean,
no. I guess it may be a thing, but it wouldn't. So I got catfished once.
There we go. The truth comes out.
No, I think a lot.
I told Lindsay this earlier. I got catfished back, I don't know, in the days of when we were just starting out, like in 94, 95, I got catfished. I got
so like pre-internet.
And they were phone conversations, long phone conversations.
But this person was not who they said they were?
They were not. They were not who they said they were. But at least that was FaceTime me.
You put your faith in a person that you'd... Not only you've never met them, but you never saw pictures of them. You never saw these fake photos.
No, I did see
videos.
I did see pictures. I was sent pictures.
Okay.
So I did see who they were, and it was pre-FaceTime. But I got totally suckered in by it. But in the end, I guess what I don't understand, especially now, if you are dating someone you have never met, you have never seen, you have never talked on FaceTime, and you've relied exclusively on DMs, you should really re-examine your life because you could be dating anybody at this point.
I think that you're underestimating how many lonely people there are in the world that are clinging for any type of connection.
Okay, but lonely is – what is the mind of the catfisher? What are they? Are they lonely too? Is that why they do this?
No, it's a long con.
Have you ever
watched
the show?
You're saying they're eventually going to ask for money.
Oh, of course. And by the way, they're going to do a bunch of nice things for you first to prove their love.
It's not always money, though. There's people who are out there who have a mental illness who they spend a lot of time. I don't know if you've ever seen the TV show, but there's hundreds, if not thousands of people. They've done hundreds of episodes on it where people, they go to extreme lengths. Like they say that it's like a full-time job to keep up this fake persona. And they
right.
do
and
it
by the
because...
way, sometimes they do it with multiple people, right?
Right, right.
Multiple people
and
at
mates,
the same time.
What this they is, do is this... they bait the hook. For example, let's say I was going to catfish you and yeah. I met you, you know, I saw your profile on a dating site. So
yes.
I DM you. And yeah, I send you
I'm
my
because I'm a devastatingly handsome man.
Okay, and I send you my but no, and I'll say, hey, I listened to the show. I've been a fan of you for a few years. Here's my profile. Take a look. I think it would be, you know, there's a decent chance we could be good friends. And I send you a fake profile with fake pictures and fake information and all sorts
yep.
of stuff. So far, I've got your pictures. You've got mine. And we just at this point, we're just texting. Okay, we exchange cell phone numbers and we're texting. All right. And I'm sending you pictures and I'm sending you stuff. And then I say, hey, I know it's your birthday. Ireland said it was your birthday. I don't want to move too fast here, but let me send you something. I sent you something for your birthday. Where can I send it? And you're not completely sure, so you give them the station's address. And they
yeah.
send you a nice gift to the station.
Okay.
Like, let's say they send you a first edition of The Alchemist.
Oh,
okay?
Wow. Okay.
Like, hey, I know this is your favorite book. This is a first edition. They're really hard to find, but I had one. I really don't value it, so I'm giving this to
That's
you.
That's worth being catfished for. I would
okay. So you get this. And then something comes on a couple of weeks later. Hey, you're not going to believe this, but somebody gave me a $500 gift certificate to Fleming's. I know there's one right next to the station. I'm not going to be able to use it. I'm going to be out of town that month.
Right.
And so I'm sending it to you.
Well, this sounds like a fantastic relationship.
Okay,
I'm
so now
stuff.
Now you trust me because I've done two really nice things
yeah,
for you.
Yeah, really nice things, sure.
And I call you and say, you know, hey, my car broke down and I need, can you order me an Uber?
Right.
And just send it to this address. Or can I just have your Uber profile? I'll do something to get your credit card number. All right,
okay.
I'll get it. Something innocuous like that. And then I've got you. Then all of a sudden I can start siphoning money out of your account. I can start charging things so little that you wouldn't notice it. And then all of a sudden I'm doing that to 100 different people, and that's how I'm getting along in life. And it could go on for a long time. You don't even yeah. know at this point that I have your credit card info. I've weaseled it out of you.
Yeah.
And I'm using it to make $5 and $10 deductions, or maybe I'm just using it to charge Ubers and hoping you don't notice and using it as a mode of transit. I mean, there's a million different ways you can get catfished.
But there are like lessons to be learned. Like, don't give anybody your
no,
credit
but you,
card number.
You didn't at first. And then it just, hey, like, let's say you
I don't give anybody my credit card. It's not like, you know, I don't give.
Well, you didn't in that scenario. You just ordered me an Uber. And then let's say I talked the Uber driver into saying, hey, can you, I lost my phone. Can you show me my account so I can, you know, get it? And then I get your account number and I figure out a way to get it.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. That's the type of stuff.
I've never been suckered into one of those. Never been suckered into one of those. O'Shea's going to come up next. Shea got wrapped up into this last night. The question is, who is Vivian? And if you don't know this story, we will explain the story to you again. Just so you know, if you're just tuning in, we'll do that coming up next for you. Don't forget, Fast Track is at 155, Mesa and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, so the story of the day, we'll tell you, first of all, Lakers lose last night in a game that wasn't especially competitive. The Dodgers lose last night to the Seattle Mariners. They're wrapping up their series this afternoon in Seattle. They are scoreless going to the bottom of the second inning, and it is Julio Urias on the mound for the Dodgers. But in the meantime, there's this woman named Vivian, or this maybe
or is there?
Person named Vivian. We don't know the mystery of Vivian. Is O'Shea there?
Yes.
O'Shea Jackson Jr. joins us right now. He got wrapped into the Vivian controversy last night. Shea, what's going on, man?
Whoa, 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 whoa. Before we start, Mace, are you real, bro?
Well, I am real.
Don't play with me. Are you real? I don't need this right now. No, are y'all real?
I am real. I am absolutely here. Yes.
So, Shay, explain how you became a part of this. When and how did you get involved?
Okay, so last year during our run, I really got engulfed into Laker Twitter. Like, I really got into the trenches.
Yeah.
And there are, you know, personally, there are pages that I go to for, like, I read their tweets, and I get full-on fan analysis. You know, Golden Knight, Cali Nerd, Lakers Film Room, Lakers Spin. These are the places I go. These are my Laker Avengers, okay?
Yep.
And so this person, this page, was one of those pages. And then so the other day when I see that said person is gone missing.
Now, you're talking about Vivian. Vivian is one of the people you follow.
So Vivian, just to make sure we bring people up to date. So there's this guy named Josh Toussaint, this alleged person named Vivian, and there was a plea made last night that Vivian had gone missing. She has leukemia, and nobody knew where she was. And that's where you kind of jumped into this, Shay.
Yeah, because a lot of my followers, Instagram or Twitter, are from the L.A. area. You know, the L.A. is my home.
Right.
So when I hear that somebody's going missing in L.A., I feel like using my platform is the best bet, you know? So I use it to help people. I've donated to schools. I've donated to vets. I've helped find missing people before. Like, this is just it's just a thing that I do. And so when I see it's somebody that I follow, somebody that I've seen, you know, speak on, you know, Lakers, I push it out. I push it out as quick as I can. And now I've never been to any of their pages and gone through their pictures. There's no point.
So you never listened to the podcast that this person allegedly did with this Josh Toussaint person?
No, the only podcast I listen to is Mason in Ireland.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
I don't do all that.
So,
but,
Shay,
I just get the information.
When you heard Vivian had gone missing, what did you tweet?
I retweeted it, retweeted everybody's retweets of it. Just tried to get as many eyes on it as possible to find this person. First of all, it's a young lady that's gone missing. Who knows what could be the reasoning in Los Angeles? And plus, somebody with leukemia, you never know what somebody who's actually going through that battle is going through in their mind. And I wanted to show that person, when they are found safe, that there were enough people around the city that actually cared about your life. And then come to find out, one of my Avengers is Loki in here shapeshifting a straight $3 bill. And I lost my mind.
Yeah. So how did you find out that something wasn't right? Like, what was the thing that told you ultimately, after you tweet your support and help find Vivian and all that stuff, at what point do you think, wait a minute, this isn't right?
I sent out the tweets, Instagram posts, whatever, went on about my day, and then I was just about to go to bed, and, you know, I'm checking in to see what went down, and I'm seeing a lot of the comments sent to me are not really nice. I'm looking, I'm like, okay, what's going on? And then I see Vivian's trending, like real trending, not just amongst Laker fans.
By the way, still trending in the state of California, Shay. People are talking about Vivian.
Yeah, and so I peeped it, and then I started looking for myself, and I started looking at these pictures, and then I realized that I had been bamboozled. I had been led astray. And it hurts. It sucks because the next person who really needs help is going to have to go through such extreme length to prove that they're in pain.
Okay,
like,
so
come on,
Shay. That's the right. That's the downside. That and the fact that they invoked leukemia and cancer is unforgivable. It's ridiculous. But what do you think the truth is here? Do you think there ever was a Vivian? Do you think this guy Josh is Vivian? What's your theory?
I really don't know. I know the young lady that's in the pictures, the Twitter FBI found who the real person is, which is just hilarious.
And just then, some model they found on images on Google.
Yeah, but if it's you know, if it's a real person, if it's this guy Josh, I'm done with the whole thing. It doesn't matter. It ends here. You got everybody to feel bad because we thought a young lady with cancer was missing.
Yeah.
So congratulations, you got what you wanted.
Yeah, it's so weird.
Yeah. Any information leading to the to getting Josh on the show, Josh Toussaint, we'll give you something. I would love to talk to him and find out. The only other possibility, Shay, is that what if Josh is getting catfished by Vivian?
I mean, you know, if that turns out to be true, then, you know, he's just part of it with all of us. I wouldn't be surprised if it was Frank McCourt this whole time, you know, this whole thing.
I wondered what Frank McCourt
it's
was up
to. It's always Frank McCourt.
Yeah, it's McCourt. I knew it. He's taking my money for the parking lots, and now he's catfishing everybody.
Hey, wait, and you know, I know you've met Kevin Durant. You know KD got in on this, too. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, first of all, Kevin Durant is the ultimate NBA internet warrior. So,
yes,
you know, I heard what he had to say. And, yeah, it's just a strange thing to play like that. You know, there are, you know, catfish has been going on for a while. But the length that this one went it's a different ball game. It's just not the same thing. And if there are catfish out or people out there using fake identities for their sports pages, listen, this is sports, all right? Nobody cares about what you look like. We care that you know what you're talking about. Sports brings people together, all right, of all shapes, sizes, colors, races, and all that. So show yourself. Don't be playing these games, and especially when it's a life or death situation.
Right.
Just don't do that.
Yeah, that's where it gets sideways for me too, Shay.
Yeah, yeah. So, Shay, could you ever – because this is a question that we were – John thinks I'm super naive. Could you ever – do you understand somebody falling in love with someone that they've never met and haven't even seen on FaceTime?
I mean, I've seen it happen over and over and over again. But, I mean, not O'Shea Jackson Jr. I'm going to need some footage. I'm going to need No, there's no way. I mean, after a while, like, that's why I can't understand how the show Catfish even keeps going. Like, why aren't people just doing exactly what he does every single show?
Right.
Google search the image and ask and demand a FaceTime.
Right. Like, it's like the show's been running for years. How do you fall for the same trick? It's like there's a show about people getting burnt on this stuff. How are you so dumb that you don't understand it?
Yeah, you never know what type of situation mentally somebody is going through,
right,
where that doesn't need to cross their mind. Just the attention of another person can be such a huge shift to a lot of people. So, you know, it's a weird situation. You just got to be smart, and you got to protect yourself.
Okay, I want to ask you one other thing. So Ireland yesterday on the show claimed that he gets tweeted naked pictures all the time. Not DMs, just tweeted naked pictures. I said, I have never in my life, even in my DMs, gotten a naked picture. I just don't believe that goes on very much. Does it go on, Shay? For you?
I tried to tell him, Shay. I tried to tell him. He is so naive when it comes to Twitter.
Look, Shay, you're a big star. Who would send naked pictures to John Ireland?
First of all, John Ireland, obviously a sex symbol. He's been on LA TV forever.
Exactly.
All right. I'm not going to have you disrespect John Ireland.
Yeah, thank you, Shay. I appreciate that.
I mean, there's Lakers fans out there, bro. They gotta see what John Ireland's all
Mace
about.
Mace is just jealous that no one's sending him naked pictures.
No, I've never seen it. Just never, yep. Never have
well,
seen it.
Well, you know, Shay and I live a different life than you,
apparently,
Mace.
Apparently so. You guys are in the naked picture business. I've never seen a damn thing. All right. Hey, listen, Shay, great sharing your insight into this Vivian story. We're going to continue to follow it as this news continues to break. So, but thanks a lot for coming on. We appreciate it, and glad you separated yourself from this thing successfully.
Of course, Laker Nation. I want to, you know, I respect everybody who saw somebody in danger and thought to do something about
Amen.
It.
We, Amen. Amen, Shay.
We had the wool pulled over our eyes, but it is a special type of person to see someone in danger and to do everything that they can to get that person help. So shout out to Laker Nation. May the force be with you. Lakers in five. But it might be six after this debacle. We took a hit.
All right. There you go.
O'Shea, thanks for coming on, man. We appreciate it.
All right, man.
Thanks, Shea. See ya.
O'Shea Jackson Jr. there. So he got wrapped up in that thing. So, this Josh Toussaint guy is like the key to the whole thing. And he's going to be in hiding.
Well, maybe he'll come on. Maybe if he has nothing to hide, he'll come on and talk with us.
Try DMing him. He doesn't follow me.
I just checked. He doesn't follow me either.
He doesn't follow you either. Yeah. So we were going to try that.
Can I tell who he does follow?
That's a good idea. That's a good idea. We will continue to sleuth this out. Plus, John, I want to make a stand for capitalism. For capitalism.
Okay.
Coming up next.
All right.
Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, so I was just this Josh Toussaint, who is involved in this Vivian scandal. I think it's fair to call this a scandal now.
Sure.
You? This Vivian scandal he doesn't follow us, so we can't DM him, but he follows the Kamenetskys, so I just asked the Kamenetskys to reach out to Josh Toussaint to see if he would come on the show. I think he's going to crawl into a hole and delete his account after
Maybe.
All this.
Maybe.
Don't you think he's running the show? I think he's the ringleader of this entire
thing.
It's
the most likely scenario, but if he's not, wouldn't he jump at the chance to come on with us?
You would think. Andy Kamenetsky says he's gone zero dark Josh. Zero dark Josh. No longer tweeting.
You weren't on the show Friday, but we had David Locke on, the Utah play-by-play guy.
Yep.
And he has just hired the Kamenetskys to be to host the Locked On Lakers podcast.
Yeah, I heard about this. This is great. This is a big deal for David Locke and the network.
Yeah, and Ramona was trying to explain to David of how you can tell those two apart. And Ramona pointed out what you would have pointed out had you been here, that he used to say the bald one and the other guy, but now that doesn't work anymore.
Yeah, both bald now. Both bald. But they're great. I will listen to that pod. That's great. That's a great signing for David Locke. All right. So Lionel Messi.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Lionel or Lionel?
Lionel.
Leo Messi.
Yeah.
Has signed a brand new contract.
No, he goes by Leo. It's cool.
John, do you know what Barcelona is paying Lionel Messi?
If I had to guess, I'd say it's close to $50 million a year.
$168 million per year.
Wow, that was a little low.
160. That is more than LeBron, Patrick Mahomes, and Mike Trout combined. Now, the interesting thing about American sports is that we've got these artificial restraints on how much guys can make with a luxury tax or a salary cap. You got that in the NFL. You got that in the NBA. You got that in Major League Baseball. How much would athletes be worth in an uncapped world? Like, can you imagine? If LeBron James was in an uncapped world, how much is LeBron James worth to a franchise?
$200 million.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. Yeah. $200 million, easy. So why do you think that professional sports in America deals in such a they're really artificially restraining salaries, which is essentially a socialistic system. Why do you think they get away with it when it doesn't happen in soccer?
Competitive balance. And by the way, have you heard about the Super League?
I heard it's falling apart.
It is officially crumbling. Like the chairman of the team I root for, Manchester United, out. Gone.
Yeah.
Because he tried to pull a fast one. Like, so many people have come out against it that it is crumbling in one day. Which I never thought was possible.
I saw James Corden do a really big talk about it, and he was really, really eloquent and talked about how these smaller teams, whether it's Everton or the Toffees or whatever those smaller teams are in the EPL, that those are, you know, they are part of those communities. They are like the heartbeat of those towns. And the idea of making them irrelevant, basically relegating everybody but the big nine, I think it is, nine, right?
Yeah, well, it's done now.
Yeah, it's not, over. It's they pulled happening. The plug on it, which right. I think is the right thing. It's,
well, I mean,
it's
like
healthy for
Boris
for,
Johnson
soccer.
And other politicians were coming out to condemn it.
Jorge, I mean, you think it's a good thing that it's falling apart, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
Trudell, I ran into Trudell last night, and he was as fired up about this as I've ever seen him. He just said he thought it was the worst idea in the history of sports.
It's a bad idea.
Yeah. And so it lived one day. Just that even the thought of it crumbled it. Because I don't think they counted on their own fans turning against them.
Right, right. Dodgers 1-0 on Seattle right now. They're in the
top. Corey Seager just drove a guy in from third.
So, John, I wanted to get to this other thing. It is 4:20 today.
Yes.
And it is a national holiday.
And explain
for
why 420
like
is a big thing for guys who are into weed like that.
It's a good question, John. I don't actually know the origin of 420. Do you? I don't know. I always thought it was like police code for getting busted for marijuana.
It is.
See, I've heard that's not true. I heard that's not a real thing according to like police guys.
Yeah.
That it's not. But if you know the origin of 420, tweet it at Venice Mace, M-A-S-E, at L-A Ireland, or email venicemace@gmail.com. So here's the interesting thing, John. Everybody has got a new strain. You know, Michael Thompson was talking about his brand new wine, the Diamond, what is it going to be called? Diamond 3 wine, right?
Michael's is called Diamond and 3.
Diamond and 3. Okay, so everybody's got a wine. Everybody's got a tequila now.
Right.
Our friend Brian Cranston has a mezcal. Jeannie Buss has got a tequila. Obviously, George Clooney made a lot of money on Casamigos. So now people are starting to put out custom strains of marijuana.
Okay.
And one of the people that has put that out is Urkel from the old show Family Matters, right? Family Matters. Is that the right show for Urkel?
Mace,
yes.
By the way, here's the origin of 420.
Okay, good.
It started a guy named Chris Conrad, who is the curator of the Cannabis Museum in Oakland, says 420 started as a secret code among a group of friends at San Rafael High School in the early 1970s who called themselves the Waldos. They would often meet exactly at 420 to get high. So that's where
it's a very
from.
Good time. As I always say, it's always 420 somewhere.
Right.
So, new strain. This is from Urkel from Family Matters. And we got a little clip of Snoop talking with Urkel about the new purple Urkel strain.
I don't drink. I smoke.
Ah. The sticky?
Yeah.
That Mary Jane?
Mm-hmm.
Well, say less. I grow my own.
Purple Urkel.
Steve Urkel got his own.
Purple Urkel.
Indeed. Purple Urkel. I manipulated the flavonoids to enhance the purple aesthetic.
Save all that shit. Let's spark up one. Oh, you ain't f***ing around.
I should warn you, all of my strains have extreme potency.
Man, the stranger the strange, the stronger my game.
Well, I didn't mean to insult you.
There it is. There's Urkel. Along with Snoop Dogg, announcing the Purple Urkel strain. To me, it would be a great honor to have a strain named after me.
Well, I think that's a reasonable goal for you in life.
Yeah.
What would you name it?
That's a good question. I'm going to have to think a little bit on that. I'll think a little bit on that. What strain I could use. And if you've got an idea, go ahead and email or tweet us. Coming up next for you is Fast Track. I got a bunch of stuff. Ireland's got a bunch of stuff. We'll throw it all at each other next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.